Unit 5. Walking for the Mind and Body. People looking to improve their health may turn to a host of popular activities, such as running, jogging, biking, and inline skating. However, many of these activities can be rough on the joints and require people to be in moderately good shape before they can start them. Walking, on the other hand, can make people both happier and healthier, and it is easy for anyone who wants to do it. In fact, most people do it every day without thinking about the numerous benefits it has on the mind and body. Like any form of aerobic exercise, walking necessitates increased oxygen intake to the heart. The oxygen-rich blood passes through the body to the muscles and vital organs, reducing a person's blood pressure and cholesterol, as well as lowering the risk of heart disease and stroke. At the same time, walking uses up the body's stored fat, which can help people maintain a healthy weight or slowly shed unwanted pounds. That's not all, though. While moving one foot in front of the other may not seem like a difficult task, walking is a workout for the major muscle groups in the legs, abdomen, and lower back. The calf muscles on the lower part of the leg contract when you push off the ground with the ball of your foot. The shin muscles just below the kneecap must also contract when the heel of your foot touches back down on the ground. These repeated contractions help tone the leg muscles and strengthen the bones that they are attached to. According to research, walking also provides people with a wide range of mental benefits by improving circulation and blood flow to the brain, which helps people think clearly and process information. In addition, it has also been proven to lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Studies show that walking reduces stress and anxiety by helping people slow down and take a break from our fast-paced society. For these reasons, many walkers consider the activity to be a somewhat spiritual one, with effects similar to those of meditation. The natural mood-lifting endorphins that are released into the body as a result of walking have been known to reduce symptoms of depression in some people as well. Walking is something that can be done anytime and nearly anywhere. However, there are a few things to remember to ensure good walking habits. Stretching, with special emphasis on the lower legs, is beneficial both before and after walking, and walkers should wear loose, comfortable clothing and good, flexible shoes. The chance of having any foot, leg, or back pain can be reduced by keeping the back straight, the shoulders relaxed, and the body centered over the hips. It is also important to drink a large glass of water about an hour before you start walking to help prevent dehydration.